shooting suspect turns himself in. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. A North Carolina man accused of shooting his neighbors, a little girl and her parents, surrenders in Florida. The dad's hospitalized, shot in the back. The girl and her mother were grazed.
Police in Gaston County, North Carolina, outside Charlotte, have been looking for 24-year-old Robert Lewis Singletary since Tuesday, when they say he shot two adults and a 6-year-old girl after yelling at playing kids when their ball rolled into his yard. But Singletary has now turned himself into deputies in Tampa, Florida, who will return him to North Carolina.
Fox's Evan Brown. Charges are dropped against the actor Alec Baldwin over the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
The 65-year-old actor had been charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter after Hutchins was shot on the set of Baldwin's film Rust in New Mexico of October of 21. Baldwin's attorneys issuing a statement which reads, "We are pleased with the decision to dismiss the case against Alec Baldwin, and we encourage a proper investigation into the facts and circumstances of this tragic accident." The charges are being dismissed without prejudice, which means the case could be resurrected in the future. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Two California men who spent more than 16 years behind bars, wrongfully convicted of attempted murder, are declared innocent by a judge.
Defense attorneys for Dupree Glass and Juan Rayford say the case is the first brought under a California law that guarantees compensation for defendants who have their cases thrown out and also allows them to present evidence proving their innocence. The state is required to pay them each $140 for every day they were locked up, or about $900,000. Glass and Rayford, 17 and 18 when they were arrested, were freed in 2020 after a state appeals court panel vacated their convictions. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The Supreme Court's expected today to rule on the availability of a common abortion pill. It put on hold a lower court ruling restricting access. America's listening to Fox News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-838-2626. That's 800-838-2626. 800-838-2626.
Mass shooters' assets are being split up among the victims' families.
The families of 61 people killed in the Las Vegas Strip massacre in 2017 will split almost all of the $1.4 million estate of Stephen Paddock, the man responsible for the shooting. In the next several weeks, the money will be distributed, putting an end to the more than five-year process to appraise, sell, and give out the proceeds from Paddock's assets. 58 people died the night of the shooting, and two others died later from their injuries. The list of recipients was sealed by the court, and details of the 61st person have not been disclosed. Investigators say they never found a conclusive motive for Paddock's attack from a 32nd floor suite at the Mandalay Bay Resort into the concert audience. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Conservative radio host Larry Elder announces he's running for the Republican presidential nomination. He ran for California governor during the unsuccessful effort to recall Governor Gavin Newsom in 2021. A group of state attorneys general are calling for two car makers to recall a number of their vehicles over repeated reports of thefts.
The coalition of AGs has written to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration seeking a recall of Hyundai and Kia models they say have been vulnerable to thieves. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong spoke for the group, saying the cars were sold without anti-theft devices, standard in many makes. He says the car makers' failure to act requires federal intervention. Kia, in a statement, said it has contacted more than 2 million people who either own or lease their vehicles to tell them a software upgrade is available. Kia says steering wheel locks are also being offered to customers. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The Texas State Senate passes a bill mandating that the Ten Commandments be prominently displayed in public schools, and a bill allowing schools to set aside time for prayer and religious reading. Those bills head to the Texas House for consideration. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A Champaign man has been sentenced to 7 years in prison after he admitted to stealing packages from campus town apartment buildings. Arminius Graham pled guilty Tuesday to 2 counts of burglary. The charges stem from 2 separate incidents earlier this year in which he entered buildings and tried to steal packages. A former Tilton police chief under investigation by the Illinois State Police. Officials confirming they're investigating David Cornett, but added that they could release no further information in order to protect the investigation's integrity. Proposal in the Capitol aimed at eliminating food insecurity on college campuses advancing. It would allow colleges to receive grants to address student hunger if they meet requirements like creating a hunger task force that meets at least 3 times a year, having a staff member designated to assist students sign up for food stamps. And that's a look at what's happening. Have a great Friday. Have a safe weekend. You're up to date from the TVJ Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You know that John Decker once memorized that whole thing from A Few Good Men?
Yeah.
Our friend John Decker knew all
this. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You know, had that failed, Tom Cruise would have been court-martialed. He was very fortunate that the guy actually admitted that he did a crime.
Agreed. Just a FYI, few good men.
It's Greg Solier, our meteorologist. Brother John is in our studio. Mr.
Hey, Greg. How's
Hello
it going?
Hello, Brother Johnny. How art thou?
Good. We're good. Well, we've got 13 different Illinois events to track this weekend, beginning tonight's open scrimmage with Brett Bielma's third club at Memorial Stadium at 7 o'clock. Just bundle up and watch the guys play and take whatever you want out of that. And then golf team, the best program on campus. I don't think you can argue that. It's just amazing top 10 golf team perennially. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they're great.
Every year they're in it. You know?
Every year they're in it. And you just I know golf, and that's not easy. You have to make all your 10-footers. That's crazy. Well, of course, Johnny made all his 10-footers.
I got to tell you. I'm trying just to make the 1-footer. So
you got to give Coach Mike Small the credit because he's great at golf himself and obviously knows how to teach it. He didn't really convey that much to Steve and I.
No, not a lot.
But we used to play a little with him, and since we quit playing, that the whole program took off.
Really took off. Yeah, really took off. But by the way, again, your future PGA players are going to be at the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois. 7:30 tomorrow is when they tee off.
I think it's 8.
7:30 is what I read.
Okay, I'm going to bring it up soon.
It's 7:30 and then maybe 8 on Sunday. But anyway, 7:30 is what I read on Saturday for 36 holes. And Gregory,
wow.
It's going to be a little windy too, isn't
yeah,
it?
What the, yeah, what's yeah. it look like for them, Greg?
Yeah, probably first tee time. I would think that the temps tomorrow morning will be somewhere around either side of the 40-degree mark. That ball might sting if you don't hit it right.
Well, it won't go as far either. It doesn't go as far in the cold.
No. So. And wind. Wind that'll be out of a west-northwest, probably running at about a 10-15 mile an hour clip first thing, and then get gustier as the day wears on. So now, not the greatest. The
question is, now they're great players. They're phenomenal. I mean, Lance Olson over at Champaign Country Club says today's college players was yesterday's PGA player. But I would like to see, because I know Stone Creek, now the Atkins Golf Club, that place stretched out to 7,445 yards or whatever it is. I don't know how you birdie those holes, Johnny. That's just too far in the wind and the cold. But those guys might be able to do it. I want to see a birdie. I don't know if you can birdie anything.
I presume, they're par fives?
No, there's par threes, par fours, par fives. But there's going to be long holes in the wind where it's cold. Wow. The ball's not going to carry 320 yards like maybe they're used to.
Well, maybe when you get with the wind, you have a
chance. There you go. You can make up time with the wind.
Otherwise, you got to rely on what I call the worm burners.
So. Yeah. Yeah, the worm burner is going to be employed.
How did you know that was my top shot? Come on, man.
That's mine, too. That's why I know.
Well, what do you got for our weekend, buddy?
Well, yeah, a little on the chilly, a little on the raw side. You know, not bad if it were, I don't know, mid to late March around here for the weekend. But it is what it is. Thank goodness the rough stuff of yesterday split to the north and split to the south of us. And it's still raining out of some of those big storms of yesterday over Indiana right now. For the morning hours here on April 21, not bad. 49 Willard and Savoy, 47 at Rantoul today. A little bit below average. 62, maybe a stray shower this afternoon. And early on this evening, perhaps just in sprinkles. old fashioned. That would be from Champaign east and south. They should be okay at Memorial Stadium. More or less an almost early to mid autumn day feel out there. Kickoff temperatures probably between about 55 and 60 degrees. Overnight lows, though, will be cold at 39. For the day tomorrow, blustery, cold, mostly cloudy, a couple sprinkles early and late. We'll struggle on temps, maybe at a 50 out of west northwest wind 10 to 20 and gusty. Frosty tomorrow night in pockets, at least, away from the wind, low down to 34. And a chilly start to the golf outing on Sunday, later in the day up near 50. That's it. Next week, a little frost and freeze Monday morning at 31. Dry a good part of next week, except for a shower chance Thursday. High temperatures a little around 60 to 65, a bit below average. Overnight readings close to 40. For ZVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. All right, it's 10 after 8. Brother Johnny, Diane, I'm Stevie J. It is Friday morning, April 21.
Ebert Fest is going on.
I'm just stunned by this you just handed me. Uh-huh. Atkins Golf Club at 1:14 this morning said the match starts at 8 a.m., give maybe 30 minutes for another degree or two. Johnny, this might be the longest golf course that I don't know if the PGA ever has played that. That's 7,538. That is so far. For those that don't know, that's the length of a golf course combining 18 holes times the yardage. And it's usually college guys play 7,100. They play long. PGA guys might be 73, 74, and some really hard ones, normally 72, 73. 75, 38, meaning your par 3s are probably 250.
Well, I don't have any grasp of that anywhere. I don't have the clubs for it.
Okay, 8 a.m. tomorrow, stroke play. They play three rounds, two rounds tomorrow, one round on Sunday. Shotgun start at 8 o'clock, so every hole will have players. You can pick any hole you want at the Atkins Golf Club. And we got, I think, 9 teams. Is that what I don't know if I see that here, but there's going to be a lot of good people. We're going to be favored because I think we're ranked third in the nation.
All right.
A Northern golf team, third in the nation?
That's the thing. You make a good point because, down in Texas, you can play all year long.
We used to play guys on the circuit on some of these summer national tournaments. They all played 12 months a year. They're from Florida. It's just a lot different.
Yeah.
It's hard to play in our weather. Okay, so Ball State, Eastern Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Loyola Marymount, Michigan State, Nebraska, Northwestern. All will be here. So those are, I'm sure, some great players. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, we'll see future PGA players tomorrow at the Atkins Golf Club, and we'll see what happens. But it's layer up. You go out and say, not that bad. Don't go for that.
Right.
We've been in.
It's better to take off your jacket and have the sleeves and a knot in front of your belt buckle.
Just wear to where you're not the Michelin guy, but you're close. I used to wear the minus 90 parkas. And when Christian was dusting off the sleet on the green, I was so happy to have. They played in that.
Well, and you're out there for 3 or 4 hours.
Five.
And
5 hours.
And not really doing a whole lot. Sometimes. Which you do very well at that.
Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly right. And then if it's 36 holes, it's like 10 hours.
Oh, gee, many.
Yeah. I walked it all.
No, that's that two 18 hole matches in a day will wear you out, I think.
My gosh. Well, it wears me out walking.
Yeah. Right.
The carrying your clubs and hitting golf shots that have value, Johnny, that's just tough. I mean, you and I were very close to going pro for the Armenian national team, but it didn't work, right? I mean,
we
could have made that. I think we could have made the team.
Well, I never actually thought about the Armenian angle. We could probably make...
Go to the Olympics. We could be Olympian. Could we get on the curling team? That's something we can work on.
Hey.
It's an indoor sport.
Uh-huh.
You brush, 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 and then it's like shuffleboard on ice or something.
Right, right.
Well, we'll look at some things. Maybe skeet shooting. They have shooting.
Well, we're trying to get an angle at our age to get on an Olympic team. And we're running out of time. We're running out of daylight here.
What's the sledding? The
toboggan. Toboggan. The Armenian national toboggan team.
That's a thought, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we're definitely on the right track as far as the Armenian doorway.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're not getting on a USA team.
No, we can't smell it. That's not a chance. But we're going to need more heft on our toboggan team. We need somebody
heavier.
There we go. Okay, we're going to come back. We'll do the sports. Brother Johnny's with us. Got a few other things to bring up. Stand by. We'll do that. You can always text in 217-359-2255. Our Steve offer, I'm giving out $500 to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Text in Dick Van Dyke or go to GoSteever.com. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that sting is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Urbana Park District has job openings for the summer. Hiring camp counselors, assistants, lifeguards, customer service representatives, ground and building positions, and more. Everyone is welcome to apply for a job, and the Park District offers competitive wages, always hiring not only for seasonal jobs, but for jobs year-round. Urbana Park District, you belong here. Online applications taken at urbanaparks.org/jobs.
ESPN 93.5, the Cardinals are on the West Coast to begin a 10-game trip.
After 13 straight days with a game, the Cardinals enjoy a day off yesterday following a 14-5 win against the Diamondbacks on Wednesday. Up next for the club, a three-city, 10-game West Coast road trip that'll match them up against the Mariners, Giants, and Dodgers. First up, a three-game series against Seattle that begins tonight. Left-hander Steven Matz is the scheduled starter. He's looking for his first win of the season as he brings an 0-2 record and a 6.48 ERA into the game. He'll be opposed by right-hander George Kirby, who is 1-1 with a 3.78 ERA. Right-handers Miles Michaelis and Jack Flaherty are also scheduled to start games during the weekend series. First pitch is scheduled tonight at 9:10. That means coverage will get underway at 8:15. The Cardinals enter tonight's game with a record of 8-11, putting them six games back of Milwaukee in the division, still very early on in the year. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauly.
L.A. Dodgers over the Cubs 6-2 yesterday.
A grand slam in the ninth, and Johnny. Cubbies are 2-2. Cubbies are playing great.
Right.
They're playing great.
Good.
Drew Smyly on the mound for the Cubs. It's a 120 start over on U.S. 105.9. Chicago White Sox in Tampa Bay with a 540 start. It's Fam Illy first with the open scrimmage at 7 o'clock tonight. 13 sporting events in 3 days, Johnny. If you want to walk around and catch some track and field, you can also, you know, head to the tennis center. You can take in the golf, and it's an 8 o'clock start Saturday and Sunday.
There's football too, huh?
Yes, and that's tonight at 7 o'clock. The baseball team will be facing Minnesota at 3 today. And they also have the softball team in action against Michigan State with Strikeout Cancer Weekend at 4 o'clock today. So a lot about our Illini this weekend. Now, I'm hearing about Andrew McCollum is a new football player. Had you heard about that?
Yeah, he's a three-star defensive lineman
out of Ohio, 6'3".
Not too many offers, but, you know, Brett Bielema develops players here. Mm-hmm. So it's young. How do you know a 15-year-old's going to be real good? How do you have any idea?
It's gut feeling.
Okay, because
there you go.
They're not done growing, right?
No.
I once asked the Ohio State golf coaches when we were at something in Columbus. I said, "How do you know your 16-year-old's going to be really good when they're 19?" And it was like crickets. They don't have any idea if they burn out, if they don't want to play anymore.
Yeah.
Just Mike Small always said, "I try to get guys that have won something before because that tends to work better."
Okay, mm-hmm.
So we also have, you know, NBA action and Stanley Cup playoffs going on, but, you know, nothing local. So to me, it's like I'll just pass. If somebody wants that information, they can find it.
They can find it on their phone, as always.
I noticed the Bulls were, you know, they won one play-in game.
Right.
But I don't know if they're...
Yeah, but Iowa wasn't playing anymore. Iowa was getting 4 or 5 minutes a game. I wonder what happened to that. I guess he just wasn't playing well or something. Or he's up to a contract, new contract.
That's hard to say.
I don't know. Anyway.
Now, when it comes to our football team, though, Luke Altmaier's one that we're looking at, right?
Yeah, there's three quarterbacks, and they say it's a competition every day. Leary, Paddock, who happens to be John Wright's grandson from Ball State, who started last year for them. And then, of course, Luke Altmaier from Mississippi. So we'll see who wins that. I don't think they're going to announce anything soon because they like to keep the other teams guessing.
Look at everyone. That's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana vicinity. Much quieter weather picture from a severe weather standpoint for the next few days, but no real spring feel. Temperatures will continue below and at times much below seasonal expectations, especially over the course of the weekend, just downright cold for this mid to late stretch of April. Still tracking some rain to the east and south, and some of that may backbuild over parts of the necessary for the day-to-day. Just a couple of spotty showers in areas, especially from Champaign to the east and south. We'll see temperatures to about 62 this afternoon under variably cloudy skies. Wind shifting around into the west and southwest, 39 tonight, and a stray shower early and late. Couple sprinkles and a cold day tomorrow. Lots of clouds, temperatures barely to 50. On a west-northwesterly breeze, gusty for the afternoon, down to 34 for tomorrow night. And a partly sunny, chilly day on Sunday, the high near 50. Frost and freeze here come Monday morning with highs up to 56 in the afternoon. 60-ish Tuesday and Wednesday, a couple of showers Thursday, dry Friday. Highs back to the low to mid-60s late next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Procter & Gamble shares are up 2.5% after the company reported a better-than-expected quarter. P&G makes everything from Bounty paper towels to Tide and Charmin brands. P&G says it raised prices by about 10% across various brands from a year ago. Its sales volume declined, but overall sales increased, a sign shoppers are buying less but paying more. P&G is optimistic and has raised its sales outlook. The Wall Street Journal says the Federal Reserve may close a loophole that allows some mid-sized banks to work around reporting losses on securities they hold. And Japan's largest internet bank went public today at the Tokyo Stock Exchange. Rakuten Bank was the biggest stock launch in Japan since 2018. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Racing, racing, racing! Farmer City Racing has a full show of late models, modifieds, and street stocks battling it out for the big prize money on Dirt Car Racing's track of the year. Sponsors like Illini Overhead Door help make your Friday Night Lights racing experience terrific. Get pit passes now with discounts for veterans and young fans under 12. Visit farmercityracing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Farmer City Racing tonight! And they've locked in a deal with World of Outlaws Illini 100 for June 1st because it seems like the beginning of April. They never have luck with that. But it is so fun at Farmer City Raceway, that quarter-mile dirt track, and enjoying the racing. Did you guys hear I ran out of gas a few days ago?
I've done that before.
I have too.
I think it happens.
It's always an adventure, especially when you're first at a stoplight.
So you knew you were
downtown Champaign.
Knew
I was
low.
Okay. And I'm at the stoplight and I hear the chugging.
And I'm like, uh-oh.
Kind of coffee, little coughing, yeah, little going on.
Exactly. Yeah. So then I motioned to the guy next to me who had a lawn, you know, trailer behind him.
Oh, no way.
So I'm thinking, okay, he's got a gas can.
Mm.
Lawn guys. So I said, hey, I might have to get a push. And so I'm like opening my door and using my left leg to push myself. No. It was a little bit of an incline, so it was going to go to the nearest parking spot.
Like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah. Move it with your feet. Yeah.
Anyway, so Brian Alvarez did come out of his, you know, lawn service, B&E services. Thank you, Brian. And helped
me. No kidding. Now, that's what you call living right.
I'm telling you.
When you're out, I guess, next to the lawn guy.
I am so blessed with it. But actually, he ended up that he didn't have, he was going home because he had forgotten his gas can.
No kidding.
He was going home for lunch.
Yeah.
So then he runs me to a gas station, and I said, I'll just buy one. They didn't have any.
Oh, no.
And, you know, downtown Champaign really doesn't have a lot of close gas stations.
No, I don't know of any.
So the one we went to was at, like, at Hessel and Neal over by Meatheads and all of that. So, and then she said, I'm sorry, we're out. Let me get to another Circle K on campus. I'm like, this dude is running me around.
Wow. What's his name?
Brian Alvarez.
Thank you, Brian.
B&E Services. Okay. And boy, he is good with the lawn services, I'm sure.
So you found a gas can and some gas.
I ended up going to the hardware store off Springfield and Randolph.
All right.
And I had forgot my phone and all this. It was in my van, so I didn't have money to pay. I had some cash with me. So I ended up paying $25 for a gas can.
Oh,
that's expensive.
COVID.
But
just blame COVID.
I was going to give Brian some cash. That's why I grabbed.
Well, look at the bright side. In your position, you would have paid $100, so you came out pretty good.
You're right with the tow truck and all of that, and negotiating all that. So then he ran me back to the gas station, and then he helped me get the.
Unbelievable.
I know. If you don't
have Brian Alvarez behind you, you would call Tapman's Towing.
You're right.
At 328-2420. They do. They'll come to it.
They do too.
Jim Hampton's the best. Tapman's Towing at 328-2424.
The E does not stand for endless supply. Yeah. It means empty.
Yeah, I know. We've all kind of scared it. And one time I remember the triplets were really young and Jana had to come by with a gas can. And they were all like looking like, what happened?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay, so it is 826 on ESPN 93.5. Brother Johnny's been hanging out. It's great having him here from New Orleans. How are the grandkids?
Great. They're great.
I mean, aren't they growing quickly? Yeah. Isn't it just amazing what you're learning every day from your brilliant little grandchildren?
They're 9, 7, 7, and 5.
9, 7. Wow.
7 and 5. So you got 4, and they're just wonderful to be around. I enjoy
it. What is the greatest thing about being a grandpa? I mean, what is it? Everyone says so wonderful. Why?
I think because you just get to go back in time when you have a little more appreciation. And I think it's like you really see the miracle of life, and it's like, man, I missed all this. Because you're always so busy when you have your kids.
Right.
And you do not take them for granted, but you're in a different role.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
you can just watch them grow up and hear, listen to them and laugh at things they say instead of saying, you don't talk like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, they
and then
they
you return them to the bears.
But you're the safe island. If there's a problem, they're running to you.
Well, and I say I think I've been successful because every one of my grandchildren, when in timeout, has been heard to say, Papa.
Uh-oh. We've got some negotiation going on.
That's a safe island there.
No, and I can't usually get to them because they're under heavy guard.
A house arrest.
And definitely will run me off.
Bobby might
pay. Papa, you get in the other room.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. So, and hasn't Barrett said, oh, no, you don't? Lincoln was trying to run to Johnny. And
he's chasing him. Lincoln almost made it.
And to you. And then Barrett intercepted.
Papa, oh, no, you don't. And, but no, it is an appreciation of just the miracle of life, really,
right.
and that cycle of life coming, it's gonna keep going.
So, absolutely,
it's really neat. It's really neat.
Awesome. I love it.
The season for spring cleaning is here. While many may be focused on organizing closets or scrubbing floors, Busey encourages you to clean up your finances. Why don't you evaluate and pay down debt? Review your budget. Check your credit report. Sign up for e-statements and paperless billing. Set up automatic bill pay. Makes it a lot easier. Consolidate your accounts and download the Busey mobile app to manage your finances anytime,
anywhere. You can manage your finances whenever you want, wherever you are, with Busey's mobile and online services. Busey mobile app, you can chat in real time with a Busey associate, money manager, control and monitor finances, Busey bill payment, see and pay all of your bills online. No more checks to write or postage to buy. Get started on your spring cleaning today with the expertise and innovative products and services at Busey. All you have to do is visit Busey.com for more resources. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Member FDIC for over 150 years. Busey. I mean, isn't that anything else in our, except the University of Illinois, 1867. Busey started in 1868 and same name.
Wow.
Anything else? I don't think so. That's unbelievable.
Probably lots of agriculture stuff going back then.
Man. Well, Philo was 1875.
Yep.
We're still Philo.
Mm-hmm. Still Philo. There you go. All right, we're back in a moment. Stand by. News next. ESPN 93.5. It is 8:30.
Skincare lovers, listen up. Visit Merle Norman today for their limited edition Proven Pair gift set. Clinically proven to smooth the look of fine facial lines, this special duo features best-selling Pro Retinol Fine Line Minimizer Serum and Protective Anti-Aging Complex Eye Treatment Broad Spectrum SPF 15. Also perfect for Mother's Day, Proven Pair gift set is available now while supplies last at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign, over by Subway.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden launches his new Office of Environmental Justice. We'll find out what that means this afternoon. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin warns Biden's new plans to drive Americans into electric vehicles could drive more money and jobs to China. The New York Times reports Biden has invited political donors to D.C. next week with his re-election campaign bid expected in a video Tuesday. Republicans have a new candidate. Conservative talk host Larry Elder running for president telling Tucker Carlson tonight.
I feel I have a moral, a religious, and a patriotic duty to give back to a country that's been so good to my family and to me. And that is why I'm doing this, Tucker.
And Hunter Biden's lawyer playing hardball with an IRS whistleblower seeking protection to testify to Congress about political interference. Biden's lawyers charge it's illegal to disclose confidential taxpayer info. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. The teen found guilty of stabbing another teen to death outside Springfield's Lanford High School in 2021, getting 43 years in prison. Kamja Bias, first sentence after being convicted of 9 total counts, including 3 counts of first-degree murder. And Urbana Nursing Home and Rehab Facilities closing. The owner of University Rehab citing financial, census, regulatory, and operational challenges as the reasons for the closure. That facility housing 80 patients. They're expected to be moved out by mid-June. Well, Tom Coleman set to become the next vice chancellor for academic affairs and provost at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. His new position is pending approval from the University Board of Trustees. He is currently the dean of the College of Liberal Arts at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. The new appointment will take effect this coming July 19th. Congrats to that man. And that's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And watching a corridor of rain to the south and east may creep into parts of the area as the day wears on for the day today. Other than that, variably cloudy skies, much cooler weather, and gone any severe weather aspect here for the next few days. Temperatures to about 62 on a wind that'll come around into the west and southwest later this afternoon. Lingering shower chance early and late night tonight, too, and colder, 39. For the day tomorrow, fair amount of clouds. Not much sun, a couple of sprinkles both early and late. Highs just 49 on a west-northwesterly breeze. It'll be gusty. Partly sunny, still chilly to round out the weekend on Sunday, but we're rain-free there. Highs near 50. And a pretty good frost and freeze expected here come Monday morning. High temperature up around 56 after bottoming out at 28 to 32. Highs a little bit below average around here with dry weather for Tuesday and Wednesday near 60. Into the low to mid-60s Thursday and Friday. And perhaps a bit of rain for the end part of the week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Ultras. Greg Soldier.
Well, Earth Day is
upon us.
Yeah. Savannah Donovan, Urbana Park District. You guys got all kinds of plans, don't you?
Oh, we got so much going on for Earth Day.
All right. I'm ready. What do you got, Savannah? What do you got?
We got live music. We have food trucks. We have guided hikes. We have a bunch of activity stations. We have a whole hub for bicycles, so ride your bike out to the event. There's some free stuff, some giveaways from different exhibitors, so it's going to be a great time.
It's called Earth Day for Everyone. It's Meadowbrook Park, which is the one off Windsor and Ray Street, I guess. You can enter from
That's right.
And, you know, speaking of that, Meadowbrook is a big property. Well, where are the best places to go to get into some of these activities, Savannah?
That's a great question. We're going to be sort of spread throughout the park, but the park has two main parking lots, one off of Windsor and the other off of Ray Street. Those are both going to be event hubs. So there's going to be live music and food truck at both of those different locations. There's a whole map of where you can find everything online. And then we also have Stone Creek Church on the corner. They're providing overflow parking for us. So that's kind of a central location where if you drive out to the event, you can park there, and then you can kind of hit either side of the park.
Now, when it comes to global warming, the environment can be a little bit of a political hot topic. So what are things that you can do to make a little air cleaner and our community a little greener? This is your zone, isn't it, Savannah?
I mean, it is. And I really think that the environment, the air we breathe, the water we drink, that does not need to be political at all, right? We all care about those things. It doesn't matter, you know, what affiliation we might have. There's a lot that we have in common. We all rely on this planet to sustain us, to keep us healthy, you know, and so we need to keep the planet healthy in return. We have, you know, a lot of different partners coming to offer activities, and you can kind of learn different things from each of them. So, for example, Solidarity Gardens is going to be out there. You can learn about organic gardening. Grand Prairie Friends and the Sierra Club Prairie Group will both be there. They're going to be talking about native plants. They've got some free native plants to give out and why that's important for the environment. We're going to be exploring water with a couple of our different partners. So, you know, there's just a lot that you can learn from all of these community groups who are coming together for this event.
Well, it's all happening, and tell me the hours again, and I guess I've never been in the Meadowbrook Park access off Race. I always go off Windsor, so that's good.
That's where the gardening and all that is happening.
All right, so you've got access points, you've got food trucks, everything else. What are my hours tomorrow?
The event's from 1 to 4, okay. So warmest part of the day.
Yeah, she, exactly. As she said, well, if it's in the 50s, man, that's around, that's okay. That's a good
yeah,
number.
Yeah.
Better than the 30s. So it's okay. We can do this.
Well, and all kinds of age brackets on this. So, you know, grandparents
absolutely.
Can bring the kids and grandkids and all of that. And there's different stations that people can tap into to learn something.
And I really encourage people to ride a bike out or bring a bike out. There's going to be free bicycle checkups. We've got three different bike groups, Champaign Cycle, Champaign County Bikes, and Champaign Urbana Cyclists will all be there to provide bicycle support, information about, you know, safety, all that. And there's going to be some group rides departing from the event as well.
Fun.
Where are those going?
Well, since you asked, there's a 3 p.m. ride that's going to tour some Urbana parks, and I believe they're going to end at Common Ground Food Co-op for some free snacks. And then the other ride departs at 4 p.m. and goes to Riggs Brewery.
Nice.
All set. Well, Savannah, what's the urbanaparks.org? Can we get all the information there?
Absolutely.
Well, listen, I hope it's a great Earth Day, and I hope a lot of people come, and thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Savannah Donovan. Born in Urbana. Yeah. Urbanaparks.org for details. Earth Day for everybody.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com. Click on the jobs tab and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's Scott Allen, manager of Paxton Hardware and Rental, to tell you about his store.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're just a nice small town hardware store who really cares about our community and really cares about our customers. All we want to do is provide you with the best service we can, the best products we can, the best selection we can.
Paxton Hardware and Rental has everything you could need.
It's an awful lot, though. It's hard to keep it all straight sometimes, but we can find it for you.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, 217-379-3611.
You're going to get first-class, first-rate service here at Paxton Hardware and Rental.
3, 2, 1. It's that time of year again. It's prom time. Got to get these prom goers into their formal memories from Encore Formals. New, high fashion with low prices. We're here to help. From finding the perfect dress or renting a tuxedo or suit, Encore has the fashion availability. Find us right behind Olive Garden in Champaign. We look forward to seeing you.
Hey, Jesse with Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solution. Do you have a broken water line? Do you got water leaking up on your property? Give us a call today and we'll have our expert underground plumbers and we can replace that water line or fix it for you. Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
It's time for spring cleaning. Do you have unwanted furniture, appliances, home accessories, or building materials? Does your business have overstock or obsolete inventory? Donate your new or gently used items to Habitat for Humanity Restore. The sale of your donated items to the public at budget-friendly prices reduces landfill waste, helps families in our community as they gain access to affordable housing. Call today for a free donation pickup. 217-359-0507. For details, visit CUHabitat.com.
Yep, open scrimmage tonight. Luke Altmyer could be quarterback.
You know, nowadays I feel like, you know, most programs kind of do the same things. They, you know, they pull and they take from, you know, each and every single team, you know. It's just, you know, the verbiage and different things like that. So, I mean, there's so many similarities from what I've done in the past and, you know, where I am now. And
John Paddock could be a quarterback.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been good to get comfortable with the guys, get comfortable with the system. Really enjoying my time here so far. I love Champaign. Good to have some family nearby. And, I think we've made some progress. You know, obviously got to keep stacking. But I think, you know, as a room, we've done a good job of bouncing off each other, pushing each other. And it's been a lot of fun. I've loved it so far.
Yeah, John Wright is his grandfather, and Johnny Wright is his uncle. That's John Paddock, who started at Ball State last year, could be Donovan Leary.
So, I mean, I just want to play. Last year I was taking scout team reps, and I was looking forward to it. Now I'm out here, first practice was getting one reps, and Coach Lonnie said I'm getting two reps, and now I'm going back to one reps. I just like playing football, man. So anything I can do to just get on the field and play, I'm taking it.
Oh, man, I like that hunger. Mm-hmm. I'm taking it, man.
I'm an old scout teamer myself.
That's right, you are. And
I
a
love it.
Letter winner at the University of Illinois, Johnny
Kechetarian. Way to go, John.
Won a letter in football. They don't hand those out unless you earn it. Pretty cool.
I know people who've seen that Rudy movie say, hey, that's kind of like Johnny.
No, yeah. It was. Actually, I'm pretty sure I played against Rudy because we played Notre Dame.
Okay.
We had a JV team. And we played Notre Dame, and there was somebody grabbing me almost every
time. Okay, that would have been Rudy.
He couldn't stay with me.
Yeah, grabbing you.
And it wasn't just me complaining. There was laundry all over the carpet.
I see.
Yeah, I got a lot of pass interference calls.
That's so funny.
And I was the captain of my senior year of our JV team.
That's awesome. Yes. Oh, you're also the starter in a spring game.
And you earn a letter by playing minutes or if you're dumb enough out to walk on for 4 years, they just will actually hand one out. Give them a letter. Give it to them.
The varsity I group was going to do a football reunion and some testing and things like that, but I don't know because that was a Thursday night.
Yeah,
and
we haven't heard much of that show going on.
So. You know, the guy who said, I just want to be on the field, that applied to practice for me. Yeah. I loved going out there and running against these guys.
But you can get hit really hard.
Yeah, yeah. But I wasn't smart enough to understand how bad that could be.
That's right.
Until about my senior year, I'm like, what am I doing?
13 events in 3 days. If you'd like to pop around, track, tennis, golf is going on. That's an 8 a.m. start. If you'd like to take in the two-day 54-hole tournament that begins at the Atkins Golf Course at the University of Illinois. Really fun stuff for the baseball team taking on Minnesota starting today at 3. Illinois softball and Michigan State tomorrow at 4. So go Illini.
Yep, and if the doctor said you can't eat red meat anymore... yeah, you can. Have you heard rare exotic Tibetan yak meat is now available locally? Savannah Ridge Farms, operating in Indianola, Illinois, has been expanding their yak herd in central Illinois for nearly 2 years, offering local farm-to-table meat containing absolutely no antibiotics, no hormones, or steroids. Savannah Ridge Farms raises free-range yaks fed organic grass and hay in chemical-free open land. They are humanely raised and harvested locally. Yak meat is one of the best sources of protein and is nearly 100% fat-free. So if you want healthy, nutrient-dense, vitamin-packed red meat without the worry of how it got to your plate, visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com and check out their Facebook page. They deliver to Champaign and Vermilion counties. You can even pick them up at their farm. It's SavannahRidgeFarms.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Well, we haven't talked anything national with Johnny today. Good news.
I did want to ask you, how do you get that yak meat? I'd like to get a sample to a friend of mine, Gary Franks. Very interesting.
Gary Franks,
he would like that.
Yeah, yes. Very, very good
yak
point.
Yak meat for Gary.
Yeah, let me...
And I want to buy some for it. Prepare it in a
little certain spice
way.
I think just put some spice on it. Okay. It's
good and healthy, though.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. Gary has many programming ideas. I think it'd be fun to tap that resource sometime and, okay, so it is 8:46. Joe Biden will be announcing he's running for president. It looks like Tuesday. He wants to mirror the day that he announced it last time, which is April 25th of 2019, maybe. Okay. Yeah. So Joe Biden's going to run again, and that probably keeps Gavin Newsom out of it.
We'll see.
JFK, Bobby Kennedy, RFK Jr.'s running.
Yeah, that'll draw some votes. He is quite the Tulsi Gabbard of the Democratic Party.
Well, that's not going to go well with the progressives. Only 14% endorse him, but it's only after one day. And his family apparently works for Biden, so there's a split in the Kennedy clan.
What else is new?
Well,
I mean, the Kennedys are something else. That's quite an American family.
I thought they kind of circled the wagons when their own ran, though, but maybe not here.
Robert F. Kennedy's he's quite outspoken, and I've agreed with most of what his cause is.
Could he draw Republican votes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Would Joe Manchin draw anything? Because he's going to lose the Senate seat in West Virginia. He's down double digits. I don't think he's going to win senator in West Virginia. Would he run for president?
I don't know. Hmm. I think a lot of he would be palatable to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I
like him.
Yeah. You know, if he changed to an independent or something, but
yeah,
the progressives, in my opinion, have taken over the Democratic Party. Therefore, I'm leery of voting for any Democrat.
Yeah, well,
but I got to tell you, I think the moderate Democrats, they don't like it.
Tired of
this, they're not going to do well with the way the progressives run it. And I don't know what's going to happen with our politics, Steve. As far as we think, it's April. And the election's, I guess, in about 18 months.
Mm.
And we think it's Trump versus Biden again. I'm going to tell you, it may not be either one of
them. Either one of them. Could be,
We'll see.
Could be something else. All right, ESPN 93.5, let's get this look one more time for the weekend.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana vicinity. Much quieter weather picture from a severe weather standpoint for the next few days, but no real spring feel. Temperatures will continue below and at times much below seasonal expectations, especially over the course of the weekend, just downright cold for this mid to late stretch of April. Still tracking some rain to the east and south, and some of that may backbuild over parts of the area for the day today. Just a couple of spotty showers in areas, especially from Champaign to the east and south. We'll see temperatures to about 62 this afternoon under fairly cloudy skies. Wind shifting around into the west and southwest, 39 tonight, and a stray shower early and late. Couple sprinkles and a cold day tomorrow. Lots of clouds, temperatures barely to 50 on a west-northwesterly breeze, gusty for the afternoon, down to 34 for tomorrow night. And a partly sunny, chilly day on Sunday, the high near 50. Frost and freeze here come Monday morning with highs up to 56 in the afternoon. 60-ish Tuesday and Wednesday, a couple of showers Thursday, dry Friday. Highs back to the low to mid-60s late next week. For CFJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hula Hands is having some fun with Ebertfest coming to town. Through the 22nd, Roger Ebert's favorite chili or the Calabrese flatbread will start your meal off right. Inspired by Pulp Fiction in 1994, the Big Kahuna Hawaiian Burger. Enjoy the Ebertfest special drink menu. Gone with the Gin, upscale French 75, wings from 1927, Noah's Last Kiss. Remember The Notebook? It's the Ebertfest special menu, April 17th through the 22nd at Houlihan's First in St. Mary.
If you're looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or van, look no further than Sarah Champaign. You know them for their five incredible vehicle brands, the BMW, Honda, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. But did you know they also have over 100 used cars, trucks, and vans in stock right now? And at Sarah Champaign, they will take care of you. You can trust them. And prices begin at under $2,000. Stop by Sarah Champaign. They're at Burwash and Savoy, or go online, sarahchampaign.com. That's Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Yeah, Gavin Newsom, if he doesn't run, it'd probably be, is from the, my perspective, I heard him speak, and 99.9% of what he said I didn't think was accurate.
Well, that might be true, but he looks like he's confident in what he's saying. Is
well,
right.
It's just like he said, it's crazy. Why aren't people doing what I'm doing? Yeah. It's all working in California. Yeah. What right. A shame. What a shame. What a great state.
No, what a great state.
What a shame.
Whoa, it's beautiful. No, he's quite a good politician. They would be better, I think, more comfortable with a candidate like him. But hey, they got Biden in last time,
so. And he's planning to.
And
to
actually,
do it,
again. It works for the whatever regime is actually running the country. Yeah. Biden is perfect, but it's not that great, I don't think, for our policy, economy, global image, etc.
Well, there'll be a tell-all book by somebody that'll tell us how this all was working, right? Somebody's going to say, President woke up at 9:30, we didn't bother briefing him because he wasn't going to keep it anyway. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be something like that someday.
Yeah, someday we'll.
I saw Weekend at Bernie's on the other day.
All right, so Diane, the Ebertfest at Virginia, what do we got?
It's true, and going on all day today and tomorrow, if you want to tap into it. One of the big highlights is that Frank Oz is coming into town.
Frank Oz did What About Bob?
Yes,
he did. Oh, that's great.
Step for Wives, Little Shop of Horrors. The Muppets Take Manhattan, known for his work as Miss Piggy, Fozzie Bear, and Animal, and Sesame Street, Cookie Monster, Bert, and Grover. So Frank Oz has got to have some fun personality to him.
You need a vacation.
No,
I need a vacation.
That was Richard Dreyfuss and Bill Murray.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Life of Yoda with the Star Wars series. So Frank Oz is in town for Derek Delgadio's In and of Itself, a movie from 2020 that actually ran off Broadway for 72 weeks. Empathy is sort of the theme, Johnny, of Ebertfest this year.
All right.
And if you want to start out going to the movies today, they're kind of spotlighting all kinds of themes. To Leslie is the 10 a.m. movie. There's ones that are throwbacks, spotlighting Marian Anderson. And then throughout the day tomorrow also, if you want to tap into it on Saturday, the finale is Forrest Gump, if you want to see the movie at 8:30 tomorrow night.
But as far as most quotable, would it be like in modern history, Napoleon Dynamite, Nacho Libre, and What About Bob for me? I still quote it.
I think I quote Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters
more than
is another good one. Yeah.
Okay. We're paying you, aren't we? Keep your $5. Well, I will, mister.
Beginning of it, they're doing a test, and Bill Murray's leaning toward the pretty girl, and this guy keeps getting shocked, even though he's able to say what card you got.
That's right. No, it was just it's hilarious. Just it was Harold Ramis.
Yeah.
And he was one of
Dan
best comedians.
Dan Aykroyd.
But the comedian. Ramis, he was a genius and did so many things.
Yeah. Right. He did
and for me, Forrest Gump comes up a lot. The really? Box of chocolates.
Well,
it's
a great one. And speaking of Forrest Gump, a more current movie by Tom Hanks, who I'm kind of partial to, is A Man Called Otto. You would actually
Not seen that.
I haven't either.
You like it?
It's a good movie. Okay. It's a good movie. Okay. Well, it's Hanks, so you're going to... I'm definitely going
to... Yeah, me too.
Right.
But it's... It's probably, well, the girl's so good, she might get an Oscar.
Really?
But I think at our age, we'll particularly. Okay. Because Hanks is about that age, and that's what he's playing in the movie. And he's pretty, it's pretty cynical, and he's got that kind of, what's going on, what's the matter with this world, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's good.
Johnny, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, it's great to be
always
here, Stevie.
Are you around next week or no? Not sure.
I'm not even sure, Stevie. Okay.
With all the Forrest Gump movie, Bubba is in town, Michael T. Williams.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Thank you, Diane.
All right, enjoy the weekend.
I'm Stevie J. That's Diane and Johnny. We'll be back on Monday. Have a blessed weekend.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Pia's opens every morning daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. The starting lineup includes production manager Jim Hoffleton, graphics designer Kyle Kuzmich, and lead installer Tate Brewster. With these guys, it's all about creative innovation, not custom duplications. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. Full-time benefits include retirement plan, health and life insurance, paid holidays, paid vacation. To be a part of the Jim, Kyle, and Tate show, visit AftershockDD.com/jobs. That's AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed. AftershockDD.com/jobs.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I have a Stever for you today. The Stever is the program where some crazy radio guy gives out money so that you can spend it and keep the stuff. Say what? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, today from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You need an appliance? Microwave, refrigerator, freezer, washer, dryer, oven, stove? Hey, Dick Van Dyke, you get the whole store. You get everything they've got, including the 10-year, incredible 10-year warranty. So here's their deal. if you think you can spend $1,000, I'll give you $500. So all you have to do is go to GhostStever.com, GhostStever.com, and click me. Then you'll be entered, and you have a chance to get $500 off a minimum spend of $1,000 from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Easy, easy. GhostStever.com. If you're not a member, you can join and click as well and enter today. You get an email tonight if you win. GhostStever.com, GhostStever.com for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, located at 525 Market Street in Paxton, offers a huge catalog of rentals. Whether you're looking for a contractor, a do-it-yourself project, landscaping help, wedding rentals, or even party and event rentals like bounce houses, manager Scott Allen has what you need.
We have a really nice rental fleet. Our equipment we try to keep new, clean, and good operation, and at a super reasonable price.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, 217-379-3611.
You're going to get first-class, first-rate service here at Paxton Hardware and Rental.
Hey, all you backyard chefs and grill gurus. Barbecue season is here, and I know that you're anxious to fire up that smoker or grill, but your yard needs mowed. Yes, your wife is getting hangry, but that grass isn't going to cut itself. What's an aspiring pitmaster going to do? Get the world's fastest mower, of course, a Dixie Chopper from Dedicated Diesel in Urbana. They carry a full line of Dixie Choppers from the Z2 and Magnum residential models up to the big Excalibur and classic commercial machines that can mow nearly 8 acres an hour. This is award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, and whether I'm cooking low and slow or hot and fast, I always have time to savor the flavor because my mowing time is cut down by Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest mower. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, 217-328-0562.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5.